Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Body of Christ in Hale is Sandy Savin. How are you today, Sandy?
I'm fine, Kevin. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you on the program today to talk about an annual event, the Walk to Bethlehem, which is coming up this weekend. Now, Sandy, before we get into the walk, tell us what the Body of Christ is.
The Body of Christ, we call ourselves that because we're a coordination of many churches and many people in the surrounding communities, from Skidway to West Branch, Whittemore, Hale, Tawas. So because it's a consolidated effort, we call ourselves the Body of Christ in Hale.
Okay. Now, one of those is the Hale First United Methodist Church, which is kind of the launching point for this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's the starting point, and that's where the folks will go and park right at the Hale United Methodist Church to start their journey with us.
All right. Now, that is located on West Main Street in Hale. Now, once they get there, what happens from there, Sandy?
Well, we start out with a brief show there. They walk in and hear some music. They'll hear some prophets foretelling of the birth of Jesus, and just kind of get them in the mood for what they're going to see and what this time of year is all about, and that's the Savior's birth. So there'll be a brief show there, and then they'll get on a bus, and we transport them to the Iasco County Fairgrounds where their outdoor journey begins.
Okay, and now what happens out there? How long does it take once you're out there at the outdoor location?
It takes 30 to 40 minutes outdoors. We transport them out there, mm-hmm. and then they're met up with a family, a guide, that will walk them through their journey, and we take them back in time to what actually happened with Mary and Joseph and the journey that they took 2,000 years ago.
I see. Now, do they go in groups? Is it like 10 or 15 people per group, that kind of thing?
Yes, exactly. And okay. Then there's a guide. One of our actors takes them through, and they actually become a family that is traveling 2,000 years ago. So their guides are in authentic robes and garments for that time, that period of time.
Okay.
And then they begin their journey, which, you know, we see many things along the way. We have Roman soldiers who are intimidating and mean and take bribes, to angels who sing of the coming Messiah, to wise men that are following the star. We are counted by the census taker, and we pay our taxes to the tax collector. We meet the innkeeper that turns us away because there's no room in the inn, and we end up at a live manger scene, the stable where Mary and Joseph ended up.
Wow, that is a unique trip, that's for sure. And you guys, I know you've been doing it for quite a few years now, haven't you?
Yes, I believe it's been going on since the year 2000, and there was one year where we took an intermission, and then we were told that this is so much part of the family's tradition.
Sure.
That we do it on a yearly basis now.
Okay, now it's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right?
That's correct.
And the hours are what?
4 to 7 p.m. And if you're at the church by 7 p.m., you just have to be at the church by 7 p.m. And then, you know, your journey will extend past that. But as long as you're at the church by 7 p.m., you can be included that day into the walk.
Okay, but we do need to forewarn people, as you had mentioned, this is an outdoor activity, and there's some ruggedness to this, too.
Yes, and the fairgrounds, we're in the woods, so we're on trails, but they can be a little bit rugged or snowy. So the folks coming out need to dress warmly and have appropriate boots or shoes that they can go on the trails with, and you don't have the little ones bundled up.
All right, and if you're unable to walk on your own, probably not a good idea for you to come.
Yes, unfortunately, because of the trails in the woods, we cannot accommodate, you know, we're not handicap accessible.
Right.
So, we try to forewarn people of that ahead of time.
And this is a free event, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and, you know, we do accept donations, but we want people to know it is a free event. Donations are just by free will offering. And families of any size can come out and enjoy it. And we just want to get the message of Christ's birth and what the season is, what Christmas is all about.
It's a wonderful journey. Now, Sandy, if they want more information on this, how would they get more information?
They can contact the Hale United Methodist Church.
Okay.
And that number is 989-728-9522. And the church is located behind the Marathon Station in Hale.
All right. The Walk to Bethlehem this Saturday and Sunday between 4 and 7 p.m. Come on out and see what the season is all about. And Sandy Savin from the Body of Christ of Hale, we appreciate you spending some time with us today on our Sunrise Side Today program.
Well, thank you. We look forward to everyone coming out and just enjoying this. It's become a tradition for many families in the area, so we look forward to seeing you again this year.